USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect has been apprehended in the 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. A crazed 22-year-old, police say, is to blame. Robert Cremo was arrested a few hours after running away from the scene. Local resident at the event, Warren Freed, was on Fox News and wants to know why.
We don't care about politics. We don't have a concern about the gun debate. We want to know why someone with a neurological who wasn't right, who lived in our community, didn't get the support and resources that my children are getting right now.
Moody's Analytics is reporting Americans are starting to spend their savings they accumulated over the first 2 years of the pandemic. From the start of the pandemic to the end of 2021, U.S. households built up $2.7 trillion in extra savings. But now it's being used to offset inflation's ugly costs. USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A woman convicted of murder gets a pardon from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, before the holiday weekend, issued a pardon to Sarah Cruzan. She's a victim of teen sex trafficking who spent nearly two decades in prison for killing her abuser. Cruzan was 16 when she was tried as an adult. She was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole in 1995 for killing George Gilbert Howard as he tried to sexually assault her. Cruzan's sentence was commuted to 25 to life by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2010, only to be resentenced 3 years later to a term of 19 to life. That was followed by her release after serving 18 years by then-Governor Jerry Brown. Cruzan has since become a national advocate for prison reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
President Zelensky of Ukraine congratulated the United States on Monday for celebrating our independence. Russian President Vladimir Putin blew off President Biden. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the American dream continues to be stressed under the current economic system with out-of-control inflation and fuel prices, the highest ever under any American president, President Biden continues to think it's the man behind the curtain's fault. Senator Tom Cotton is on the Senate Economic Committee. He calls out the Biden blame game.
This is just another example of Joe Biden blaming inflation on anyone but himself. We've had these tariffs in place for 3 or even 4 years. And we didn't have inflation when it started. Similarly, you know, he keeps blaming Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine for inflation, but we had inflation well before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. The problem here is Joe Biden's policies, and especially his energy policy, because the price of gasoline and electricity drives the cost of everything else. Whether you buy it at a grocery store or Walmart or anywhere else, it took energy to make it, took gas to drive it there, takes energy and electricity to keep it there. So if we would unlock the American oil and gas and coal sector and allow them to produce the energy we need, that would bring down the prices of everything. But what does Joe Biden do? He'd rather go to Iran and Venezuela and beg them to produce more than go to North Dakota or Texas. Joe Biden needs to look in the mirror at the White House if he wants to find the problem.
Cracking down on U.S. tech giants is intensifying as U.S. Senate enters a crucial month for the antitrust bills. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will need to decide whether to prioritize measures to regulate Google, Apple, Amazon, and Meta over other key bills before the August recess. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.